Each of us has, at one time or another, stuck our foot in our mouths. Well, I've never done it. We've said things, and the moment those words left our mouths, we wished we could grab them and stuff them back in. Or perhaps we wrote an email and accidentally sent it to the wrong person. Today on Against the World, I will be mentioning a few of these Freudian slips or moments of candor offered up by atheist and evolutionist, in which they admit their own bias or, in a moment of clarity, spoke the foolishness of their own worldview. We'll be back in just a moment.
This segment of Against the World is brought to you by Reformed Presbyterian Missions. If you have the desire to reach the world for Christ, or if you would like to help finance gospel outreach all over the world, then visit our friends at Reformed Presbyterian Missions by going to their website, rpmissions.org. And by our good friend Brett Morris. Thank you so much, brother, for being a sponsor.
Professor Richard Lewontin, a geneticist and self-proclaimed Marxist, is a renowned champion of neo-Darwinism and certainly one of the world's leaders in evolutionary biology. On January 9, 1997, in the New York Review, he wrote an article that illustrates the implicit philosophical bias he has against the biblical account of creation, and which he admits he embraces regardless of whether or not the facts support it. And I quote, "We take the side of science in spite of the patent absurdity of some of its constructs. In spite of its failure to fulfill many of its extravagant promises of health and life. In spite of the tolerance of the scientific community for unsubstantiated just-so stories. Because we have a prior commitment, a commitment to materialism. It is not that the methods and institutions of science somehow compel us to accept a material explanation of the phenomenal world, but on the contrary, that we are forced by an a priori adherence to material causes to create an apparatus of investigation and a set of concepts that produce material explanations. No matter how counterintuitive, no matter how mystifying to the uninitiated. Moreover, that materialism is an absolute for us, for we cannot allow a divine foot in the door." Unquote. Michael Ruse, currently at Florida State University, is a leading anti-creationist and the author of numerous books, including The Darwinian Revolution and Darwinism Defended. He wrote, and I quote, "Evolution is promoted by its practitioners as more than mere science. Evolution is promulgated as an ideology, a secular religion, a full-fledged alternative to Christianity with meaning and morality. I am an ardent evolutionist and an ex-Christian, but I must admit that in this one complaint, the literalist, and by that he means Christians, are absolutely right. Evolution is a religion. This was true of evolution in the beginning, and it is true of evolution still today." Unquote. Ironically, Professor Ruse has attempted to stuff those words back into his mouth and has written an article to explain evidently what he meant. You can find it on the internet. I wasn't impressed. The late Sir Fred Hoyle, who was professor of astronomy at Cambridge University and no friend of biblical Christianity, said this, and I quote, "Now imagine 10 to the 50th power of blind persons. That's 100,000 billion, 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 billion people standing shoulder to shoulder, and that would more than fill our entire planetary system, each with a scrambled Rubik's Cube, and try to conceive of the chance of them all simultaneously arriving at the solved form. You then have the chance of arriving, by random shuffling of just one of the many biopolymers on which life depends. The notion that not only the biopolymers, but the operating program of a living cell could be arrived at by chance in a primordial soup here on Earth is evidently nonsense of a high order, unquote. Thomas Nagel, an American philosopher and currently professor of philosophy and law at New York University, wrote this in his book, The Last Word, quote, "I want atheism to be true, and am made uneasy by the fact that some of the most intelligent and well-informed people I know are religious believers. It isn't just that I don't believe in God and naturally hope that I'm right in my belief. It's that I hope there is no God. I don't want there to be a God. I don't want the universe to be like that," unquote. Well, my friends, I hope you can see from this that there is biasm in the scientific community. It's not absolute, and it has a tendency to believe made-up stories just because they refuse to acknowledge the God of the Bible. They refuse to acknowledge any idea of a creator. So allow me to close with this quote. "A disbelief in God does not result in a belief in nothing. Disbelief in God usually results in a belief in anything. And the end result is chaos." Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan hard drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan hard drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.